Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome to church in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a special miracle service. The hand of the Lord is strong upon me, strong upon this platform, and strong upon you. The Spirit of God is right there where you are at, and the Spirit of God is moving on you already. The word of the Lord is coming your way, and there's going to be a definite miracle, a definite encounter for you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful for this privilege that you've given to us to gather together at your feet. We thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us, and you do bestow upon us again and again. We are so grateful. Thank you, Heavenly Father. This is another day. Our hearts are open to receive your word, and let your word come to us. And by reason of your word, let every man be blessed, lifted, changed, transformed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. All right, I want to talk to you very quickly and very briefly on the power of your faith. The power of your faith. Glory to God. Okay. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. I'd like to start the reading here from verse 6. Paul the apostle began talking about the righteousness which is of faith. And he says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Glory to God. So it tells us here what the word of faith is. Glory to God. It says the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So for us to be able to understand what faith is, we have to first and foremost understand what the word of faith is, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the word of faith is actually confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. That's what the word of faith is. It says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, those two lines of confession are very powerful. First, you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life from a conviction that God has raised him from the dead. Glory to God. All right, it says, then thou shalt be saved. Now, the confession, the first confession here, is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Can we say that together? Say, Jesus Christ is Lord. All right. Now, he's Lord. Lord simply means he's Lord over all. He's Lord over every situation. He's Lord over your body, your mind. He's Lord over you from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord over that situation. Amen? He's Lord. So the word of faith comes to tell us that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life and Lord of yours. Everything pertaining to you, he's Lord of all. Hallelujah. And then it tells us that we believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now, death connotes hopelessness, isn't it? Okay? But it says God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So that means that situation is no longer a hopeless one. Praise God. There's hope. Amen? There's hope. There's hope. Life itself is a reflection of hope. Death is a reflection of hopelessness. So the Bible tells us here that we believe that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen? And that's the word of faith. That's the word of faith. So the second part of the confession here is confessing his lordship over that situation in faith, in hope, in expectation that the situation is going to change. Amen? That's the second part of the confession, okay? Now, let's get back to where we started from. Romans chapter 10 and verse 6, but the righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. So he says the righteousness which of faith speaks on this wise. He says something. Praise God. Okay? So there's a speaking part of faith. There's a speaking part of faith. This is very important. There's a speaking part of faith. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13 tells us, he says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So there's speaking involved in faith. You cannot truly believe God and not say something about what you believe. Amen. You cannot truly believe without saying something about what you believe. Because faith demands and creates speaking, utterance. Amen? So, we speak. Don't forget that. So, the righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. So, there's a speaking here. There's a speaking involved. Now, Jesus, the Lord, speaking to his disciples in Mark 11, from verse 22, he said to them, have faith in God. And he went on to say, for verily I say unto you, verse 23, that whosoever shall say, now mark the word say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Now you can see, he didn't say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, if you want to be removed, all right, you may be removed. This is a command. You see the word be there. Capital B, all right? It says, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Now, that brings us to the place of linking this with the word of faith, all right? Which is the confession of Jesus Christ as Lord. Now, when you confess that Jesus is Lord, it is an authoritative confession. It's a powerful confession. It's a confession that is not a suggestion. It's a confession that is a command, that Jesus is Lord of my life. So when we confess in faith, we don't talk apologetically. We talk authoritatively. Praise God. He said, be thou removed. Jesus Christ is Lord. See? Be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, the original rendition here, where it was translated from, it says, if you say, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, that means you're talking to the mountain, and you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you said has come to pass, amen, then you shall have what you said. That means, there is conviction in your heart that it is done. Did you see it? There's conviction in your heart that it is done. Because, you see, if you look at this particular verse, it flows into the next verse, which is verse 24. It then says, therefore, as a result of what I just told you, all right, taking a reference from there, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, it says, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That means when you pray, believe that you receive them, that it is done when you pray, and then you will see the physical manifestation of it. Praise God. That's how it works. That's faith. That's faith, right? You know, I've discovered that a lot of God's children who don't understand what faith is, they don't know it at all. Sometimes they say they're in faith, and you wonder, this is not faith. This is not what the Bible says faith is. Amen? Now, look at what faith is. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Very simple. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you have substance of what you expect to see or come to pass, that means you already have conviction for it, certainty regarding that thing. True? Yeah. If you're still in doubt as to whether or not that thing will come to pass, you're not in faith. You're not in faith. Okay? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word substance there means foundation. All right? The sub-base. All right? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you're in faith regarding something, though you haven't seen the physical manifestation yet, the physical manifestation of that thing yet, but deep within your heart, it is settled that it is done. That's faith. If there's still doubt in your heart as to whether or not it is done, that's not faith. That's not faith. Now, when you expect to see something, and then you say, when that thing happens, you will believe, that's not faith. That's sight. That means your conviction is resting on what you can see with your five physical senses, what your five physical senses can capture. That's not faith. Amen. You know, I prayed for someone one time, and I said, you believe you have received? He said, I hope so. He said, all right, God have mercy on you. Amen. See, if you hope that you have received, amen, then it's not faith. Amen. It can be faith. Praise God. So that means the hope here is you're pushing it into the future, like, okay, I hope so. I hope so. No, we don't hope so. Hope is involved in faith, but hope is not faith, and faith is not hope. Amen. Faith is the substance of hope. There are two different things. There's a connection between them, but they are very different. Faith is different from hope. Amen. I don't hope to be healed. I'm healed. I believe that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Amen. And I give thanks to God for the healing. Though I haven't seen the physical manifestation in my body as yet, but I know that it is done. So I go to bed, I give thanks to God. Amen. I sleep. And wake up whole. Praise God. You see, why? Because my conviction is not based on my feeling. My conviction is based on the word of God. That's faith. That's faith. Praise God. That's faith. Now, if you don't know what faith is, how can you ever know how to use faith? See? So when God says something to you, you believe it. You say, thank you, Lord, it is mine. It is mine. Amen? And then you see the physical manifestation of it. God is only committed to perform unto you that which you have believed. You see? He says, blessed is she that believed. She had believed. Mary had believed the word of the Lord. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be what? A performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. So God is going to perform what you have believed, not what you hope to believe. Praise God. Did you see it? Come on now. Did you see it? So now, come back to this. What is the substance of your faith? The word. The word. Amen. You know, some years ago, God spoke to me in a fast. He said, I've magnified you before all men. Praise God. From Joshua chapter 3 and verse 7, and I believed it. I believed it. Amen? And the magnification is eternal. Because, you know, my faith is in God's word, God's eternal word. Amen? I believed it. I still do. Amen? You see, you put your faith, you see, your faith rested on God's word. Let the word of God bear the weight of your faith. Praise God. Did you see it? So I believed it. And the magnification began at that time, and it just kept increasing because God said so. Amen? I said amen. That's his works. That's the way it works. That is the way it works. Praise God. So now let's get back to the saying part of faith, which is very important, which is very, very, very important. All right? So he says, the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. So there's a speaking dimension of faith. There's a speaking part of faith. And that speaking part of faith is what brings about the physical manifestation of faith. Faith itself is the substance of things hoped for, and it is with the heart we believe. Okay? So the substance of faith itself is in your heart. All right? Beyond the five physical senses, beyond the eyes. Did you see it? So, but when you start speaking your faith, then people can see what you believe. All right? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, you know, at creation, how God created the heaven and the earth. All right? God believed that he could make a difference. But there was no difference made to the physical eyes until he started speaking. When he began to speak his faith, then we could see the difference. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Separated the light from darkness, called the light day and the darkness night. Praise God. He saw what he said. You will see what you say. Praise God. All right. When you speak your faith. Never speak your doubt. I would rather, we say, what do you think about that? I don't have anything to say. I won't give legitimacy to my doubt. I will not tell my doubt to manifest itself. Because your words legitimize your conviction. I won't say it. Amen. I would rather go and talk to myself in my closet from God's word and have my heart edified. I will not confess my fears. I will not confess my doubts. Amen. I will starve them to death. Praise God. I will speak my faith. You are meant to speak your faith. Glory to God. You are meant to speak your faith. So the Lord Jesus said, okay, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you are saying to a mountain. Can you imagine that? So that means nature has the capacity to hear you. Nature has the capacity to respond to words. All things were made by words, the word of God. So all things respond to words. Finances, health, your body. You see, the fig tree. Jesus said, no man eats fruit of thee again forever. And the fig tree refused to produce. Dried up right there. Did you see it? The mountain saw the glory of God. Amen? And skipped like rams. The sea fled. Jordan was driven back. Nature has the capacity to respond to faith. Words of faith. Jesus told Peter, all right, step out. Come. And he stepped out of the boat. And he stepped on water. Nature responded to the words of Jesus. Amen? Because he had said to him, come. You see it? So, understand how these things work. Glory to God. When you believe a thing, the moment conviction is birthed within you, then start speaking your conviction. You don't even have anything to say if you're not ready to speak your conviction. Amen. They call it the vocabulary of silence. You have to be silent if you don't have anything good to say. Amen. Praise God. Now, this is a miracle. This is how you can actually create possibilities and realities consistent with the nature of God, the life of God, the will of God, the plan of God for your life. All right? You meditate in the word of God and speak what you believe. You speak what you believe. Amen? Praise God. I don't believe in luck, so I don't try to share my experiences in a terrible way so I can win people's sympathy, because I don't believe in it. Amen? For some of us, you just want to belong in some groups or circles. And so you start talking like them. So that they can, you know, welcome you. The janitor can open the door for you to come in. You know, don't do that. Praise God. Don't trade your conviction away for socialization. Because you want to socialize. And then you now start talking like people who are defeated. Amen. They need help. They need you. You are the light of the world. You can't talk like them and help them. Amen. No. They need you. God has sent you to them to help them. You don't have to win their sympathy. Praise God. You talk faith. Faith. Amen. You talk faith. This is how you know a man of faith. All right. Just sit around him and hear him talk. You see, his words are always consistent with the word of God. I'm blessed. Now, no matter what is happening around, there's a way for me. You know, not like, I'm doomed. I'm finished. No. We don't talk that way. Because, you see, God made you in his image. You have the capacity within you by reason of being God's image to be creative like God. God's words are creative. Your words are creative too. See? So you don't talk anyhow. He says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. So you minister grace to people. You speak words of grace. Amen? Life. Say I hear. Amen. You speak life. You see, I tell people, before you come for healing service, if you've been talking to your body, my body is healed. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. In no time, when you get under the influence and the impact of the Spirit of God, you'll be the first person to get your healing. But people who have been speaking doubt, they may be the third day of that healing school that they get healed, or the seventh day. Or they have to go through the cycle of 21 days. Because for you to get unbelief out of them, because of the intensity of unbelief, the richness of unbelief is so loaded in them. And God says, no, that's not an investment. Don't invest in unbelief. Don't pile up doubts in your heart. Amen? It's not an asset. It's a liability. Praise God. You see it? So, he said, you can talk to a mountain. You can tell a mountain what to do. You don't have to cry before a mountain. You don't have to beg the mountain. He said, you can tell that mountain, be thou removed. You see, the same way, when you say Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, when you say Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, what does that mean? By implication, it simply means, whatever it tells me to do, come on now, I do. True? Yeah. So when you say Lord, Lord simply means the one who is in charge, the sovereign one. Amen? The one with the scepter in his hand. So when you're talking to a situation, the word of faith, it says, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. So you're talking to that situation in the consciousness of the lordship of Jesus over you and over that situation. So you say, be removed in Jesus' name. Be gone. Amen? Be gone. Be gone. I refuse to let you stay. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. Amen? I command you to leave. You see, when you talk that way, you insist. You insist. You exercise throne authority. You insist in the name of Jesus. Amen? And it has to go. It may not want to go, but it has to go. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. Amen? It must leave. So we talk to things, amen? We talk to things, we talk to situations, we talk to circumstances, we talk to nature. God talks to things. I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah at the brook Kerith, or called Kerith. He talked to ravens. You talk. Talk to your phone. Talk. Don't just keep quiet. Someone says, quiet Christians die quietly. You see, they are quiet and they just be dying quietly. Open your mouth and say what you believe. You see, you cannot have conviction, you know, that it is well with you, piled up in your heart, saved up in the holiest of all within you, and there's nothing in the sanctuary, there's nothing in the holy place, there's nothing you are saying. You have to say what you believe. Glory to God. Now, when you say what you believe, you have set the atmosphere right. There's a tone. The right tone has been set. Glory to God. And then you see, that is what is going to happen. Things will come and fall into perfect alignment with that order. You set the order. With your mouth, you set the order. Glory to God. In fact, in Greek, the word mouth is from the root word stoma. It means a weapon with a cutting edge. So if there's an obstacle before you, use your stoma to cut it. Cut it off. Yeah. Your mouth is good for more than eating. People just eat and just eat with their mouth and then gist. Gist. They just gist with their mouth. You need to talk authoritatively with your mouth. Can someone say amen to that? So you speak. You speak the word. You speak the word. Amen? Glory to God. All right? Every time I'm under the shower, I catch myself confessing the word. Amen? I catch myself confessing the word. I'm blessed. I'm healed. I'm whole. Glory to God. Amen? There was a thought that came to my mind. It wasn't consistent with God's will. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I don't care who is around me, who is listening. I don't care. I'm not a quiet Christian. I'm not trying to appeal to people's opinion. Amen? If something is trying to make an incursion on my life, I'm going to speak out loud. Maybe I'm driving. No! In Jesus' name. Man, someone shakes. What happened? I'm talking to something. Man, praise God. No. No way. Glory to God. See? So today, as the miracle-working power of God is flowing, what are you saying? What are you saying? Now, let me tell you something about the power of God. The power of God flows in the direction of the faith of men. Amen? It is the faith of God's people that directs the operation of the power of God. The power of God is going to flow on the track or rail of faith. It's not going to flow just anyhow. Let me give you an example. Jairus came to Jesus in Mark chapter 5. His daughter was sick at home at the point of death. And he wanted Jesus to follow him to his house to heal his daughter. There was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. And she had said in her heart, if I may but touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I shall be made whole. And she came behind the press, all right, and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And the Bible tells us that Jesus felt in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Amen? Now listen, Jesus, anointed with the power of God, was going in the direction of Jairus' house. Are you following this now? A woman, by her faith, changed the direction. The trajectory changed. Is it? Amen? When the power of God is present, it is faith that makes the most of the power of God. It is faith that draws on the power of God. It is faith that receives the power of God. It is faith that takes the power of God. It is faith that uses the power of God. In Luke 5 and verse 17, Jesus was teaching on a certain day in a certain place. Jews were there. People from different walks of life were there. And as he taught, the power of God was present to heal, but none got healed because nobody believed. So the power of God doesn't do things just because it is the power of God. The power of God does things because somebody believes. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So the person believes according to God's word and you draw on the power of God. You draw on the grace of God. Amen? You see it? It's just like having an account, savings account. You have some money in your account then you have an ATM card. See, no matter how much you have in your account, the money won't say, well, my owner is thinking about buying a loaf of bread now, so let me go and pay for it. If you don't place a demand, hello, do a transfer or use your ATM card or place a demand to withdraw that money in your account, the money will be there and the person may be suffering in silence. Yet there's money in his account, but he's not placing an order. He's not laying a demand. You place an order on the power of God. You lay demand on the power of God. Your faith takes it. Your faith receives it. Your faith says, it's mine now. Glory to God. And Jesus' procession was halted suddenly by a woman who believed without his permission. Came behind the press. She came behind the press and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus, knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, said, who touched me? See? Amen. Now sometimes I'm ministering in the congregation and there are some people towards this side who are really in faith. They are hungry and all that. Anytime I'm teaching, I'm going this way, all right, I just feel this pull towards them in the spirit. And I'm talking to them and they are saying amen. Other people are just looking like this. Amen. Because let me tell you something. If you have to wait for long for God to reach you, all right, it may take 38 years. An example is there in John chapter 5, the man who had been bedridden for 38 years at the pool called Bethesda. But if you will go and touch God yourself, it doesn't take long. It's that simple. Amen. So you just go and take. You see, look, it's available. Amen. For my children to not be, you know, daddy, when are you going to bring our food? I don't have time. I don't have time. Just prepare the soup, you know, rice and other things there. You go and microwave it yourself. It's there. Take it. Use it. You are not a bastard. You are a legitimate child of God. Use what God has given you. Take a hold of your blessing by faith. Receive by faith. That's the common denominator, right? Everybody is blessed by faith. On account of faith, everybody is blessed. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same God is rich unto all that call upon his name. If you go for it, you get it. Amen? So, you take it. You take it. When I attend meetings, I tell myself, I saw some people around me when I was attending a meeting, they sat beside me, they were just looking at me. I said, you don't know, I can sit down on the floor. When that thing gets into me like this, I can start shaking. Because sometimes you just feel like, okay, maybe he just teaches the word and all that. Eh? I know how to receive. When I'm in a meeting and I know that the person teaching the word of God is anointed. Ah. I know the door myself. I go grab the thing. Praise God. I just go for it. Amen. You know, one of my mentors looked at me and said, ah, you're too hungry. You're too hungry. He said, Shegun, you're a sponge. Amen. I said, I'm not. That was just if in my closet, you know how hungry I am. Rolling on the floor. I must get something. Amen. I don't joke with spiritual things. I don't joke with life and destiny. Amen. Go for what God has said is yours. Take it. Say amen to that. Amen. Amen. Take it. Praise God. Now the power of God is flowing. The power of God is flowing. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, you have been made whole. Amen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter number 53, verses 4 and 5, it says, surely Jesus Christ has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. When we didn't know what he was doing at the time, we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed. Now, you see, understand that this is the provision that God has made ready for you. You need not be sick. You need not be sick. There is no need for it. It's needless to be sick. The provision is there in God's word. Receive your healing now. You say to your man, I receive my healing. I receive. You see, be outgoing. When it comes to faith, you know, it works for people who are outgoing. And everybody can be outgoing when it comes to faith. Amen? Don't say it's my temperament. Go for it. Take it. Glory to God. Take it. Receive your healing. Say, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, you receive your healing. The moment you say that, the power of God goes into action. The power of God, it moves to make your body whole. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. You see, that's faith. That's faith. That's faith. Now, I love this. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Whoo, that staggered me. Abound. It didn't say, and God is able to give you all grace. He's able to make all grace abound. You know what it means to abound? All right? To abound simply means bound is boundary. A bound means without boundary. Amen? To abound simply means increasing, 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 and just increasing until you are overwhelmed. Amen? Amen. God is able to make, or is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having how much sufficiency? All sufficiency in all things. In how many things? All things may abound to every good work. God is able. God is able. Amen. I told myself, I refuse to settle for less. Less than what God has for me. I refuse. I refuse. I receive everything that God has prepared for me in the name of Jesus. He's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have enough sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. Abound. 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 So there is the abounding dimension of life. Oh dear, ever increasing, ever glorious, from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. People will not be able to put you on any scale. No regression will be able to determine you. No model will be able to determine you. Praise God. You're just going pa 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 pa, abounding from glory to glory to glory to glory. You believe God for that? Come on now, you believe God for that? Thank God for it right now. Lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you. My status is changed, change, 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 change in the name of Jesus. I move up by the Holy Ghost. I move up in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's a new beginning for me. It's a new beginning. Ah, in the name of Jesus Christ. The path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Even unto the perfect day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, use your mouth. You have to talk now. You have to talk now. You cannot afford to keep quiet. You have to talk now. Open your mouth and receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it. Come on now. Say, Lord, I move up by the Holy Ghost. I change levels now. Now, now, now. Today is my day. Come on now. Come on now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It's a new beginning. A lot can happen in your life between now and the end of the year. We still have some days left to the end of the year. Listen very carefully. God is doing marvelous things. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive. 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 Thank you, Father. Receive. Receive. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Glory to God. Place your hand where you require healing quickly. Father, thank you for your healing power. I command a pain to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in your body from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. Take it, take it, take it. Say thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. It's yours, it's all yours. Matokro shakila bratea. Manta krasonde le brakite le gro shakadia. Thank you, Father. There's somebody with burning sensation all over your body, your chest area. And it has affected you so badly that sometimes you just feel tired. You feel worn out. You feel used up. Porane na kosita, I rebuke that infirmity now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Someone with pain in the shoulder has just been healed. I give you the praise, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see the healing power of God going through somebody's spine. Spine from the neck area to the spine down to the waist. Healed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The dizziness is gone. You can stand up now. You can stand up now. Pick up your legs. Pick up your legs from the floor. Pick up your legs. Now you can move around. Your strength is restored. Your strength is restored in the name of Jesus Christ. No more strain in your mind. No more strain in your emotions. No more stress. Ekipokora satalabaha. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healed by the power of God. Wow, 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 wow. There are people there. I see the Lord God Almighty opening doors for you. Needs are met supernaturally, over and above what you require, in the name of Jesus. One thing is certain, I know that for sure, and I'm saying it to you. Faith comes by hearing. You're ending this year on the note of victory, on the note of joy, in the name of Jesus Christ. We call it done, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Wow, 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 wow. The power of God is still flowing. All right, keep receiving, keep receiving, keep receiving. Do a quick one now. Do you have a request? Present it before God and receive answers. 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 If you have a request before the Lord, go ahead, receive answers. Receive answers. God answers prayers. We serve a God who answers prayers. The fact that God answers prayers is proof that God is alive. We serve a living God. God answers prayers. He says, by terrible things or awesome things in righteousness will I answer you. I am the God of your salvation. He answers prayers. God answers prayers. Call upon him. Call upon him. Ask and receive. Give thanks now. Give thanks now. Ask and receive. It's all yours for the taking. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Someone with a mother, sick mother, all right, on the sick bed. Go and place your hand on your mother and tell your mother to stand up. God has made her whole. Amen. Praise God. She's healed already. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take communion now very quickly. Now, please, there's going to be a number on the screen. Send in your testimonies. Send them in right here. We'll type them. Short testimonies, what the situation was, the point of contact, and then what it is now. All right? That's the testimony. Quickly, quickly, and make sure to put your name there. Just send a text message quickly, quickly, quickly. There's a number on the screen right there. Go ahead and use that number, and then you can get your communion elements ready, get the bread ready and non-alcoholic wine, and let's take communion. Very quickly, in Jesus' name, amen. The night that Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup containing wine when he had supped and given thanks. He said, "This cup is the cup of the New Testament in my blood that is shed for the remission of the sins of many. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Glory to God. And this is very, very powerful. We're doing this in remembrance of what the Lord has done for us. Guilt is gone. Shame is gone. Condemnation is gone. Hallelujah. We have the victory in Christ. He died for our sins and was raised again for our justification. Glory to God. There's a seal of the everlasting covenant on you and on your family, on everything that God has blessed you with. No evil befalls you, no plague comes near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus, you and your household, you cross over into 2021 in peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that? All right, so let's eat together in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are for the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, you have won it all for me. Dirt could not hold you. You're the risen King. You are the risen King. Seated in majesty,
seated in
majesty. You are the risen King.
You are the risen King.
Sing it one more time.
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you.
Hallelujah. All right, there's somebody here. I'm talking to you. The Lord said to say to you that they are going to call for you in a hurry before the end of this year. Not for trouble, but for contracts. In Jesus' name. In a hurry. In a hurry. That they said that we need to put that fast, as in just you have to walk around the clock. In Jesus' name. All right, God bless you. Thank you.